taking a look at some farm news here for you on your Wednesday. The National Milk Producers Federation yesterday admonished the authors of a McGill University study for a research article falsely describing milk as a high risk factor in spreading foodborne illness. NMPF said the study's authors need to clarify that any significant dairy-related food risk is only associated with the consumption of raw milk, not commercially available dairy foods sold in the U.S. and other developed nations. Prepared by a graduate student at McGill University of Canada and published in the Journal of Food Science and Technology, the study compared the nutritional profiles of four imitation dairy beverages and conventional cow's milk. The research demonstrated that none of the plant-based imitations replicates the nutritional benefits of real milk. However, the study also published inaccurate claims that cow's milk has been associated to cause widespread disease outbreaks around the world. In a letter to the study's authors, NMPF rebuked the claim, saying it's actually raw, unpasteurized milk that's a demonstrable source of pathogens. Dr. Beth Brzezinski, NMPF's Vice President for Dairy Foods and Nutrition, said the media attention to this inaccurate claim was disconcerting and had to be addressed. Cow's milk is one of the most regulated food products on the market today, she said. To publish such an egregious claim in the scientific journal could damage consumer trust in this great beverage, which is why we insist that the study's authors issue a correction to the journal article and revise its press release immediately. The public health risk associated with raw milk is supported by scientific evidence spanning over 100 years. Raw milk is a key vehicle in the transmission of human pathogens like E. coli, Listeria, and Salmonella. The latter from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, have reported that over 70% of foodborne outbreaks involving dairy are attributed to raw milk. It is illegal both in Canada and many U.S. states. There's no basis for your statement linking milk consumption to worldwide foodborne outbreaks, said the letter. Such a comment has the potential to do incredible, unjustified harm to the industry and has potential to cause fear in consumers who are seeking nutrient-dense and safe products for themselves and their families. The Environmental Protection Agency's action to extend the delay of application for the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule is a welcome relief to farmers and ranchers, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF Senior Director of Regulatory Relations Don Parrish says the move by EPA is a step forward on water regulation.
We got to hand it to this administration for doing what they need to do to make sure that not just farmers and ranchers, but everyone that uses the landscape can operate with certainty. Even if they operate in multiple states. And this revision to the 2015 rule to extend the applicability date is a step in the right direction.
The extension was needed following a Supreme Court decision defining jurisdiction of the rule to federal district courts, not federal appeals courts, where a nationwide hold on WOTUS was placed. The Supreme Court action nullified the lower court's delay.
So this administration scrambled to try to make sure that the 2015 rule never went into effect. And we had more than one court say that this rule was illegal. They wouldn't have put a nationwide stay on it otherwise. So the last thing we want is to see this rule go into effect.
He says the latest EPA action allows for a proper evaluation and adjustments to the rule before implementation.
We can all rest assured that whenever something does go into effect, it's going to be protective of the environment, it's going to be protective of business, and hopefully it's going to have the common sense underpinnings that farmers expect from regulations so that we can know when we walk out on our property what is regulated and how to comply with the law.
That's American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, Don Parrish. We'll be back on the Farm Show right after this.